Umazir ala Pesach Sheni. Moshe was talking about the Zman of Pesach Rishon. He told Klal Yisrael the halachas about Pesach Sheni, which was 30 days later. So you see, 30 days before, you have to start being Oisik in Hilchas Achad. Shenema v'yasu b'nei Yisrael asa Pesach v'moyadoi. That's talking about making Pesach on the regular time, on Yud Dalet v'Nisan, to bring the Korban Pesach. Huchsiv v'yi anoshim ashohoyu tumei l'nefesh Odom. And they started to ask the Shalos, what should we do? And Moshe gave them the Torah about Pesach Sheni. So you see, on Yud Dalet Nisan, Moshe gave them the Torah what they'll do next month. So you see, 30 days in advance, you have to know the halachas. So Drashi Shrei Moshe Rabbeinu Oymar the Pesach Rishon for Dorish Lam Behilchas Pesach Hasheni Dainu Shleishim Yom Shubah Bosa Beir. So you see, 30 days in advance, you have to know the halachas. Start being Oisik in the halachas. Vayta. Rav Shimon Gamliel Oy Melacho Omelacho. No, there's no raya. I'll tell you there. I did the Iri Bemilu the Pischa. Once Moshe was teaching on the halachas about Pesach Rishon, Masik Lulacho Milu the Pischa. He already started to explain to them all the halachas. In other words, a person that's Tohor has to bring the Korban Pesach on Yudal V'Nisan. Somebody that's Tomei, he can't bring it on Yudal V'Nisan. He has to bring the Korban Pesach on Yudal Beer. So the reason why I explained it now, not because it's Halacha 30 days in advance. Now since he's Oisik, he already in Hilchas Pesach, he already explained all the Halachas of Hilchas Pesach. So from there, there's no Raya that for Pesach Rishon, you have to start learning 30 days in advance. Right. Of Izoi, my time with the Shem Gamil, so good, he doesn't like this Raya. But what's up, Shimon Gamliel? Where's his raya that it's 2 weeks? Sharei Moshe Oimed Rosh Chodesh. Moshe was standing on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, or Mazir Ala Pesach. And he started to teach them then on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Hilchas Pesach. Shenemar HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem Rosh Chodeshim. Huxiv Dabro Kodas Yisro Leima Vyasa LaChodesh Hazeh, Vyikulem Ish Sele Beis Ovis. Halach is about Korban Pesach. He started to teach them Poshid on HaChodesh Hazeh on Rosh Chodesh. Even though the Pesuk says the Pesuk doesn't say the favorite, she was Rosh Chodesh, but the Avim mean it was. It's talking about the halachas of the Rosh Chodesh, of this Chodesh, at the beginning of the Chodesh Nisan, he was telling them the halachas about Korban Pesach. Fred Gemara, no, what's the Raya? Mimai de Bereish Yarcha Koi, who said Moshe started to talk on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? Dilma Biabor Biyarcha, maybe on Dalad Nisan he started to teach them the halachas. So it wasn't 2 weeks in advance. Oy Bechamisha Biyarcha Koi, maybe it was Hay Nisan. What's the Raya he's talking about on Rosh Chodesh Nisan? For this Pesach doesn't say Klo, he started to teach them halachas on Rosh Chodesh. Elo Roma Rabo Basimi Mishmed Ravina Mihocha. I have a Raya from another Pesach. The Pesach says, V'yadav Roshem Moshe B'mid Basinai B'ashono HaShenish B'chodesh HaRishoyim Ulchsiv V'yasu B'nei Yisrael Asa Pesach V'mayadai that Klo Yisrael bought the Korban Pesach in its time on Yudal V'Nisan. So who here also that what it is that V'dav Hashem Moshe B'mina Sinai B'Hashana Shenetz B'Chodesh HaRishon. So who the Havim in the reason again that Kodesh Baruch was telling Moshe the Lachas on Rosh Chodesh Nisan about what's going to take place on Korban Pesach, about Yudalad 2 weeks later. So you see, you have to learn the Lachas 2 weeks in advance. So remember again, Hochin Amid, Mimai Debreish Yachak Koyi, who said that the Pasha is talking about on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Dilme B'Yabor B'Yacho, Oy B'Chamisha B'Yacho, maybe it was Dalad Ohei Nisan Koyi. Who said the Pasha is talking about Amash Chodesh? Omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchok, I'll tell you, I have a raya. Asya midbar mi midbar. Ksiv hocho b'midbar Sinai, uksiv hosom yadabra Hashem amoyshe b'midbar Sinai. B'yoyo moyed b'yechod l'chodesh Hasheni. Is ma lahalam b'rosh Chodesh? There it says clearly b'yechod l'chodesh, on Rosh Chodesh Sheni, Rosh Chodesh Iyur. Is afkan b'rosh Chodesh. Here also it says yadabra Hashem amoyshe b'midbar Sinai. B'midbar Sinai means on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu started to teach Moshe the halacha is about Korban Pesach. So it's a raya from here that 14 days, it means 2 weeks in advance, you have to start learning the halachas. For the Gemara, a new kasha now. The nichtav reisha the chodesh rishon, v'ado nichtav the chodesh sheni. Sam it's a stira in the Seda Pashis. First the Pasha starts talking about in Bamidba Aleph, it starts talking about what happened in Lachodesh Hasheni. And then later in Bamidba Tes, it starts talking about what happened in Chodesh Rishon about Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The Chur it's a modern Zach. First in Bamidba, beginning of Bamidba, should have started off right away what happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan about Hilchas Pesach, and then talk about Chodesh Hasheni. How come in Bamidba Aleph it starts off with Inyonim von Chodesh Sheni, and then later in Bamidba Tes, it starts talking about Chodesh Rishon. And tomorrow Amarav Benashia Batachlipa Mishmei Derav Zois Emeris. From here we have a clear raya that ain't muktim amukim b'Torah. The way the Torah is written in Psukim, not every pasuk has to follow. Not every pasha has to follow the pasha before. It's an muktam mukam Torah. Certain things, even though they happened before, they're said later in the Torah. Like here, by Midbar Dalet talks about things that happen on Chodesh Nisan, and by Midbar Aleph it talks about things that happen on Chodesh Sheni. It should be the opposite way. That's the klal in muktam mukam Torah. The way the Torah is written, you can't ask the kasha, it wasn't makbid, that everything has to be written in the order that it happened. Certain pashas that happened earlier, still the Torah says other pashas that happened later, before that. There's no muktim, there's no klal, it has to go in the way it happened in the Torah. For the Gemara kasha, this is only said that there's ain muktim, there's no, it doesn't have to go in order. Ella betray in yoni. If the Torah is talking about two different in yonim, so it could say a later inyan first, and then it says an early inyan later. Avo bechad in yonah. When the Torah talks about one inyan, what's happening here? Avada, then the way the Torah talks about that inyan is ma de muktim muktim. What happened first, the Torah says first. O ma de mukhe mukhe. What happens later, comes later. Avada, that's the cloud. There is such a cloud. You could read the Torah the way it says that this happened first, that happened second. In the same passion, the same inyan, it goes bosa to say that how it happened. And may the psukim follow one after the other. What's the raya for this? If you're not going to tell me like this, klal uprat. There's always a cloud we have. That the Torah says something, a cloud, a general cloud. Cloud. And then it says a prat, and it says exactly what it means. It says a prat. The cloud doesn't mean everything. It only means this one thing. The cloud is, ain the cloud of mashim a prat. We say the cloud is lav dafkum, but really the inyan is what the prat is. The prat is coming to explain the cloud, to say the cloud only means this prat. And so that's good if you say when a Torah says a cloud first and then a prat, the prat second happens second, and it means second, to explain the cloud. But if you're going to tell me no, sometimes it says one before the other, Dilma, maybe it's the opposite way around. Maybe Prat to Klalu. Maybe really the Prat should have been said first. And the Klal that says before happens later. So really then it's a Prat first and then a Klal. And then we say just the opposite. That the Klal comes to explain that the Prat doesn't mean Badafkom, this one thing, but it means a lot of things. So every time, how could you ever make a drushum of a Klal of Prat? If Ein Muktim Miyuchar, you don't know what comes first. Elamai, it's a clear raya that in that inyan, pshita, when the Torah says something, that comes first, and next comes after it. So if the Torah first says a klal, and then it says a prat, that has to go in order. And we say, why did the Torah first say the klal, then the prat? That the prat, this one thing, is explaining the klal. The klal doesn't mean everything, it only means this one prat. So that in one inyan, the Torah goes keseder. Fisu, the same thing the other way. Prat to klal, nasa klal moisif ala prat. How do we have a cloud, prat to cloud? That we say what? That the cloud is being moisif on the prat to say the prat doesn't mean it. It means like the cloud, Dilma, maybe just the opposite way. Cloud or prat to, maybe really, the cloud that says later should be first, and the prat that says first should be later. And then it should be a cloud or prat, and the cloud is the what? That the ikar is the prat. So it was like, how could you ever make drushes? Elamai, it's a clear raya, that in the same inyan we say what comes first is first and second is second. Fred Gemari Hochi, if that's true, I feel a betraying Yoninami. The Khuri should have a raya, even in two different in Yonimosti should have the same raya, that the Torah only says things to say them. Why? Because the Torah says a klal in one pasha, and then it says a prat further on another pasha, Hamruchokim, Zemizeh, ain't done a nice klal a prat. There's such a man diyama like that. That if it says in the two different parshas far away, you can't make a drush of a cloud there and a prat later that the prat is coming to explain the cloud. No, that we don't say. If they're far away, each one has its own drushim. Then shapa, then it's very good. El leman diyom adonin, but there is a man diyom that says no. That even though the cloud says one parsha and the prat says another krasha, another parsha, still we make that into a cloud of prat. And the second prat is explaining the cloud. Is ma'ik lemeimah? How could that be? If you're telling me this man, the oven says, even a two different in Yonim, far away from the Torah, the Torah says the cloud here, and the prat here, that prat could explain the cloud. How could that be? About the two different in Yonim, you're telling me now a two different in Yonim, ain't muktim mukham a Torah. So mainly the prat that says later, really that should have been before. And the cloud that says before should have been later. So then it should be a prat and a cloud, and just the opposite is, that the yikr is the cloud, it means everything. So how could you ever make a drusha, cloud or prat? That the Yikar is the Prat. Who said it? It was two different in Yonim. You're telling me, ain't Mukher, ain't Mukhtim a Muyukher. So tomorrow name. Afilu l'man de yom adonim. Even when the man de yom says you could make a kala prat, even though the prashis are mechokim zemi zeh, hanemili. When do we say this? V'chad in yonim. Avo betray in yonim ain donim. Ein achram is also asking. Even though mechokim they're separated, but it has to be the same minyan. If it's in the same minyan, the same type of a parsha, then we said that the cloud of muktim amuchah b'Torah. The Torah means exactly what it says. But if it's two different in yonim ein achanami, that man the yom is moedim, two different in yonim ein muktim amuchah b'Torah, and then you cannot dashin klal or prat klal. You can't make such a drasha. Yeah. But about that we do believe that ein muktim amuchah b'Torah, and by befrat zicha by two different in yonim. Yeah. Right. Omer Rav Yudah Omer Rav. Ha boidek tzorach shivato. This is zichat konim the rabbonin that calls the man you make a bedika. Still, you have to be mivato the chometz. It's not enough just to make a bedika. No tzorach shivato. My time. What's the time? What's wrong with making a bedika alone? Why can't you just? Why do you have to mivato for it? Why isn't bedika alone enough? The kru of the bedika you're checking for the chometz and you get rid of all the chometz, so you have no chometz left in your house. Why do rabbonin still say you have to make a bittul? My time. Marine, if you're going to tell me, Mishum Pirurin, there are leftover pieces there, the small crumbs. So even though you made a bdika, we'll be afraid though, maybe you didn't get all the crumbs. If you didn't get all the crumbs, when you have the crumbs left in your house, on that you're going to be over in Avera by your Motzein. But that bdika doesn't help. So that's why the Rabbanan said you have to make a, that's why you have to make a bittul. If you mavatal all the crumbs, believe by it, so even though you have Pirurin, small crumbs there, but bittul helps on that. Maybe that's the reason why you have to be mavatal. Shum Pirurim and the Gemara name, Holei Chashivi. That has no Chashivis to it. In other words, Pirurim are like Hefker. You don't want the crumbs in your house. You have crumbs in your house. You looked all over, you asked for the chometz. So the crumbs that you didn't keep fine, look, that's Hefker. You're not Machshivit. You don't want it. Holei Chashivi. So you wouldn't be over anyway on Bayur or Bayur Motzei. It's not Chashiv to you. The Chitayman, maybe you tell me. Kivon de Mintalahu. Agav Besa Chashiva. Since Lamaisa, these crumbs are in your house. And your house, Lamaisi, you have a nice big fat lock on the front door. You lock your house. So Mela, you're marked with everything in the house you want to be watched. So even these crumbs in the house are also called watch. In other words, something in your house, since you're watching the house, you can't say little crumbs in the house, light hefka. No. Since you're watching your house, we'll say a svara, everything in the house still belongs to you. Tomorrow I'll bring it right out like that. But Tanya, we're going to price like this. Sufei tenim. If a person has in his field left over the end of the figs, that are not ripe and never get ripe, so really the throw there should be hefker. But in his field he still has grapes growing there, and the maaser is watching his field now because of the grapes. So the maaser, this field, at one side has figs, the other side has grapes. And the maaser, the Baal HaBos, is watching the whole sod. The why? Because he's watching because the grapes are there, not because of the figs. We'll soon see what the locher is. Who is in the opposite case? Sufei anovim. Let's say there are old grapes there that don't get ripe on the tree, that really should be hefka-like. Or mishama sadeh mifnei makshoyis, or mifnei madlois. But he has pumpkins and cucumbers on his field. They're growing nicely. So he's watching his field now because of the cucumbers. So what's the halacha? Yes, halacha is like this. Bisman Shabalabai is makbet alayim. If the Balabos is makbet to still keep these bad grapes or these bad figs, then asurim ishum gezel. Then we say nobody's allowed to steal it. The chayovim b'maiser. If somebody wants to eat it, before he eats it, he has to take off maiser and trumas. Mashenke bisman shein balabai is makbet alayim. For when the Balabos is not makbet upon these unripe figs or unripe grapes, he doesn't care about them. Even though he's watching his field because he does have good things growing there also. But since on these unripe fruits he's not makbet upon, is the halacha mutar mishum gezel. Whoever wants to is allowed to take it, there's no risk of gezel on it. O ptur mishum aysen. The halacha is obliged like hefker, and if you eat from Paris of hefker, you have no chiv to take off trumas and aysen. See, you see clearly, even though these Paris are in the Baal HaBos's field, and the Baal HaBos is watching his field because he has good Paris growing there also, but the bad Paris that are unripe, that he doesn't care about, if he does not care about them, they're hefker. So the same swear applies to Perurim. Applies, we're talking about now, you made a bedika, you checked out and you asked for the chumis. Now we're afraid though, maybe some crumbs are still there. The question is, so what if the crumbs are there? You don't care about the crumbs. You're zicha mafkin, you're zicha hefker.
What are you telling me? But still, it's inside the house, and you care about the house, you're not mafkrid. Hey, you see, not like that. Even though it's inside your field, but if you don't care about them, they remain hefka. There also, these perurim, for sure, are hefka. So that's not a reason why you have to make a bittul. The chur, if you made a bdik and you got out all the big stuff, only crumbs are left over, for that alone will be mutter midiraisa. You will not have to make a bittul. So what's the reason why do we say you still have to make a bittul? Have the Gemara Amar Ravam Gzeira Shema Yimsa Gluska Yofam V'Daita Alayu. We're afraid maybe Bishashi making a bedika, maybe you're going to find a big piece of chametz, a big piece of nice cake there. V'Daita Alayu, and you're still going to want it, and you're not going to want to get rid of it. Rashi V'Daita Alayu Chashu V'Sibiyena V'Chasle L'Sarfoi, and you're not going to want to burn it. U'Mashoy Afilu Rege Echad. So Rashi could say the pshat like this to Chura. You made a good bedika before Pesach, but we're afraid the Chura you didn't make a good bedika. If you didn't make a good bedika, we're afraid that on Pesach maybe you'll find something. So the Chura Kashrut, as soon as you find it on Pesach, you get rid of it right then. So Mar is saying, no, maybe you'll find on Pesach a good piece of chametz. V'dait yulei, at that first second, you won't want to throw it out of your house right away. So kol zaman you're leaving it in your house, that one reg echad, you're being over by your own, by your motzei. So therefore we tell you what, that before Pesach, be mevatlet. If you mevatlet, so Rashi says then, when you mevatlet, Rashi holds you mekayim the mitzvah says you have tashfisum. But the Torah did not say tisrefu, burn it. The Torah says tashfisu, destroy it, which means even ashposabalei. So if you make a bittul, you're saying to you, any chametz in your shoes means nothing. So it all becomes the Makarim, the mitzvah tashvisu. You're not over by your own, by your motzein. So even if you find this chametz in the middle of Pesach, you're not over any avera. So that's why the Rabbanan said you have to make a bittul. Because we're afraid with a bdik alone, maybe you won't do a good job. So mashma, even though you didn't do a good job, so far you're not over any yisra deraisa. Because if you made a bdik, you did your best you did, that's also a key of the mitzvah tashvisu. So the only shalom is, if you find chametz to one Pesach, now you should be over by your own, by your motzein. So now we say, if you made bittul before Pesach, the bittul helps. For the Gemara though, why do you have to make bittul before Pesach for? When you find the chametz on Pesach, make the bittul now. Why do you have to make the bittul before Pesach for? You made a bedikah. So usually when you make a good bedikah, you won't find any chametz at all. Lo yitzu, you'll find chametz on Pesach, be mevatlet then. And for the Gemara, Dilma Mishkakasle Lebosari Surai. Maybe you'll find the chametz after Chatzos on Erev Pesach, or you'll find the chametz in the middle of Pesach. V'lav Rishusei Kaimi. And once it becomes the Zman that the chametz is also Bano, the chametz is not called in your Rishus anymore. V'le Motsi Mavato. You can't be Mavato the chametz anymore. Why not? The Yomer Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer said, Shnei Devorim, there are two things, Einom Rishusei Shalodim. Really, they don't belong to you. The Yosef Nakasa Kilo Rishusei. But the Torah went ahead and put a beferish into your rishus. What are these two things? V'elohein, bor rishus rabin. If somebody goes and makes a bor, a ditch in the middle of rishus rabin, we say the person that dug the bor, he's chayiv. Anybody falls into the bor and hurts himself, al-samazik, he's chayiv. Why is he chayiv? The bor doesn't belong to you. The bor is in the middle of rishus rabin. I go in the middle of the street and dig a hole, the hole belongs, hefker, belongs to the rabin. So why am I mechuyev if somebody falls in it? Elamai, that's the chiddush akra. Even though it doesn't belong to you, the Torah put it into your rishus. The Torah said, since you created here this mazik, the Torah said you're chayiv for that mazik. It's like it belongs to you. The chometz and the halacha is by chometz. Mishay shreis l'malam. When it comes erev Pesach after chatzos, that it's also midiraisam. So then, really, something that's also banor the klal is doesn't belong to you. Something that's also banor is not yours. If you own klal yakarim, it's also banor. You're not allowed to be mecharash an issue with it. Because it doesn't belong to you, it's not yours. So it's like really chometz the kashram. Every chometz, why are you over by your by motzei? The chometz doesn't belong to you. Since the chometz has a din iser hanor on it, and anything that the terrorist said it's osir banor, it's not yours. Like Rashi says, blav rishusay, ene shalai, it doesn't belong to you. Hey, since it's osir banor, the iser hanor takes it out of your rishus. So why are you ever over the lava by your by motzei? Elamai, that's the chiddush. Even though really it doesn't belong to you, the Torah put it back into your rishus. So the Torah put it into your rishus, it doesn't know bittul anymore. What does bittul help? You can't be mevatlet anymore. Because since the Torah put it into your rishus, that bittul doesn't help. So Melo, we're afraid, maybe you'll first find the chametz in the middle of Pesach, and then you can't be mevatlet anymore. So that's why there's a gzeirah with the Rabbonin, that right after you make bedikah, right away you should be mevatlet. That's why there's a takana that habodik tzarech shivatom. Right after you finish making the bdik at night, that's when you're supposed to make the bittul. For the Gemara, v'niftalei b'yabor, v'niftalei b'chomish. How come there's a takana you have to make the bittul right after the bdik at night? Why can't you do it? I'll be doing it before the sixth hour. Do it the fourth hour of the day, Erev Pesach. Do it the fifth hour of the day. What's wrong? Why dafka you have to do it b'shas b'dika? Have the Gemara. Kivon the lav zman isurihu. The fourth hour, the fifth hour of the day. That's not the zman when it's awesome in the raisa. For lav zman biurihu. It's not a zman to mevari the chomis either. There's no special zman then. It's dilma posh of lemavatamle. We're afraid the person will forget about making the bittul and they'll forget about it. Therefore, when it comes the time at night to make the bdika, everybody knows he has to make the bdika. So since that's the time to make the bdika, the Rabbanim said already, at that time, don't forget and make the bittul. But if you stop any time you want to make a bittul, we're afraid maybe you'll forget about it. Stop Erev Pesach in the morning, it's not a zman isser, it's not a zman bir, we're afraid you'll forget about it. Therefore, the Rabbanim said, b'davki, b'shash, you make the bdika, that's the time you remember, then make the bittul.